problems inside the machine.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Problems Inside the Machine, my first contribution here on Radio Achwelle, a place where everything can happen. My name is Simon, and let's get started. Today's topic will be crisis and art. But please don't panic already. Yes, I said crisis, but not that typical horror stories that deal with greedy bank managers. This show is different. What I found most interesting was the reaction of art in general to the whole topic. A bit more precise, how artists slash designers are dealing with the economic crisis. But before we get to the fun part, let's dive into the word crisis. What does it actually mean? Wikipedia told me that the German word for crisis, Krise, is derived from the Greek language. It originally meant something like opinion, evaluation, or decision. So not that bad, actually. But from shitloads of media coverage on that topic, I really got annoyed and I actually started hating the word crisis itself. But some wise man said, you should hate the player, not the game. And that is what brings me back to the connection of crisis and art. Creativity also needs to criticize and question controversial aspects of society. And to be honest, some people need to be hit with a hammer to start thinking, metaphorically speaking. Illustrated irony against governmental propaganda. A good moment for the first piece of music, Cap Bambino with New Breath. No question, crisis is a serious topic. Maybe the best approach is applying some sort of humor. A German composer named Johannes Kreidler. He did a project called Charts Music, aka the Billion Dollar Song. What he actually did was taking the statistics that showed the downfall of infamous companies like Lehman Brothers, German weapon sales or fallen soldiers in Iraq, and translated their values to music. Sounds abstract? No, actually not. Let's listen to a few examples. This is what the decreasing sales in the music industry sounds like, in this case, Warner Music Group. Next up, the beautiful melody from Soldiers That Died in Iraq from 2004 till 2009. A quote from himself sums it up. The crisis sounds so cool. Take a look at his website where you find more stock music. The address is www.kreidler.net. Next piece of music, Caged Animals, Teflon Heart. The general belief of humans in growth by consumption is really strange. Even an empty glass cannot be filled beyond any limits. Why aren't more people coming to the conclusion that enough is enough? But that question is surely too complex and extensive to be answered in this short episode. A webpage that is also worth a visit is konsumpf.de. The swamp or dark side of brainless buying and the companies that control the world of today. Maybe we should more often be able to say, I need nothing, I've everything I need. Parenthetical girls, donut. Last but not least, a young man called Jordan Seiler. His mission has the codename Public Ad Campaign, hosted at publicadcampaign.com. The site provides things like maps and other resources for the so-called ad-busting scene. In his hometown, New York, public advertisements are almost everywhere, and most of them are actually illegal. The companies that apply them simply stopped asking for permissions, and they are more and more claiming public spaces for promotion purpose. His strategy is to claim those spaces back by whitewashing or manipulating ads to give them a different taste. But let's listen to a short interview with Jordan himself.
I really have no problem with advertising. I think it's a very important part of our society. It provides a form of social cohesion that I don't think we could exist without it defines who you are, or you define yourself against it in a lot of ways. It's very important. It pushes art and culture these days, at least, because it is the paramount visual medium. But my gripe is not with advertising. It's with its use of public space, its use of an environment that should be a public environment, not a private environment. And when you start using it for private commercial concerns, you relegate that environment to a private interest. And that's where it goes wrong.
As he said, it is not the advertisement in general that he has a problem with. It is the pure amount that people are confronted with it. In his opinion, they tend to disturb human communication. And that seems reasonable. What do you prefer, talking with people or staring at H&M posters? Well, that's all from my side. One last song for you, A Whole Nation, Kill Your Heroes.